she begged her husband to do something about his parents' house. He said no.
Oh.
Yeah. So she checked into a hotel. This is Am I a Jerk?
So she says, hey guys, need to know if what I did was a jerk move or not.
Okay.
My husband and I were visiting his parents over the weekend, staying with them because they live a few hours away.
Mm-hmm.
Like most typical old people's homes, it was really hot.
Okay.
I was in that boat a couple of weeks ago.
Oh.
At my in-laws.
Oh.
I could have written this.
Okay.
I didn't know. They refused to turn on the AC. It was absolutely miserable. Mm. I couldn't sleep at night, which then made it tough to make it through the day without being super cranky. I literally begged my husband to say something, but he wouldn't.
Okay.
So for the last two nights, I went and stayed at a hotel.
Wow. Okay.
The rest of the weekend, they were kind of frosty.
Uh-huh.
No pun intended.
I was going to say, they weren't frosty.
At me. I think they're mad.
Mm.
Was I wrong for doing that? I thought that was a better survival tactic other than just going and turning on the AC myself at night.
I mean, do they know? I think that's my biggest question about that is...
Do they know that she went to a hotel or do they know...
No.
Would they know if she turned on the AC? Oh, they know why?
Right. Like, she was like, hey, I tried to talk to your son about the air conditioning and it's uncomfortable and so I prioritized my sleep.
It sounds like she didn't say anything because she was telling him to say something. He said no. So I don't think that she went to them saying, hey, it's too hot. I'm not going to stay here anymore.
Man.
I don't think that she said that to them. So they may not know. And then I don't know if her son told the parents, oh, she's just a little too hot. She couldn't sleep at night. So she's going to go sleep at the hotel. Which you would think that's what he would say.
I mean, okay. So I have my in-laws. They keep their house at a certain temperature. That's a little bit warmer. Heck, I'm not even going to say my in-laws. I'm going to say... my brother and sister-in-law do the same thing. They have their house a little bit warmer than the way I keep it at my house.
My in-laws had it at 76.
76 is a lot. But
I took it down to 74. I did the opposite. I turned the AC
down. I would have gone rogue.
Raised it back up in the morning.
Yeah, I would have gone rogue. Did. Like at night, I would have just gone deet, 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 deet.
Yep. That's what I did.
Pop that sucker about 68.
Because my husband and I were both.
And then
we were already sleeping in a bed that was like two twin beds from like, had to be maybe the 70s or 80s put together. I think the sheets were from the 80s. And when we were changing them when we left, it was clear they had not been washed in a really long time.
Oh, that's the worst. And it wasn't from you guys, right?
Nope.
All right.
It was not. Oh.
Yeah, obviously there is woulda, coulda, shoulda, you know, at play here.
Yeah.
Where, yes, I probably would have just said something. Like, obviously she doesn't feel that comfortable around her in-laws.
Well, she probably thought, too, we're in their house. I can't dictate to them what to do.
I mean... My wife does to our in-laws.
Oh.
To her parents.
Well, it's her parents.
Yeah.
This was not her parents. So that's why she was trying to get their son to say something, and he was refusing. So maybe he knew that that would just rock the boat too much, so he
didn't
want
to. That's so weird.
Which is really odd.
Like, I feel like...
You would think as a host, you want your guests to
be
feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But apparently they're a little oblivious, which I think when you get... Because my in-laws are in their 80s, mid-80s.
Trina says, I would have 100% done the same thing.
Okay. But do you say why?
I think you do.
Yeah.
I think, you know, hey, I prioritize my sleep, and I was in...
I don't want you guys to feel uncomfortable,
well, I was
so
gonna say,
I'll go...
Blame it on yourself, even.
Yeah.
Just say, hey, I sleep hot.
Yeah.
And
so I need it super, super cold, and I don't want to, like, freeze you out in your own house, so I'm just going to go.
Yeah, I think that would have been good and maybe even something to say even after you did it.
Yeah.
But wow, I like bold move. I commend you on that. That is a bold move.
Yes, but I think that the problem lies in maybe the lack of communication that she was doing that and why.
Mm.
Maybe she, I don't. It sounds like she might have just kind of ghosted the situation. And I don't know if her husband explained.
Yeah.
Hopefully yeah. they did.
Mason Texan, man, I love hotels though. They do get cold.
Yes, they
do.
Can.
They do. I love it. I love it. I love to sleep in a cold environment like that, and you can just snuggle in the blankets and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Got a text years ago. Me and my best friend went to stay at his grandma's in Florida for a couple of days. They had their air set at 75.
Yeah.
I was sleeping naked. With no blankets and still couldn't sleep due to being so hot. Both nights I got up in the middle of the night, turned the AC down. Unfortunately, Grandma realized and mentioned something to my friend, and I've been horribly embarrassed ever since. My friend thought it was disrespectful of me to do that.
Wait, the grandma mentioned that you were sleeping naked? Like she saw?
No. But she was mad that she took it upon herself to... lower the temperature. Rude. Like, don't touch my temperature, my thermostat.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's people not get, your, people that's
get,
not up to you.
I was going to say, people get a little bit, like, possessive about that.
They do. But see, I guess maybe the key is just to then go back and change it before they wake up. And then they never know. But they woke up at 6:30. I wasn't
Hang on. That. Trina, you like the temperature set at 60?
Ooh. Oh, that is igloo status.
Wow.
We're 68.
Wow, that is great. Like, 60's overnight.
Aggressive.
Overnight, I will crank it into the 60s, like 68, yes. But during the day, usually 72.
Yes.
We're rocking about 72,
that's
something
where
like
we're
that.
Living.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's typically like that area. But
like,
all right.
If it's like 100 degrees out, I could probably do 73
so
during
are,
the day.
Are you a jerk? I think you probably should have just said the reason.
Yes.
Just and like blamed it on yourself.
And maybe like put it on, say, I don't want you to be uncomfortable in your own house.
That's right.
You know, this is a me thing. I'll just go and sleep. I'll be right back over here and we'll do all the things during the day.
All right. So there
It'd be
you
great.
Go. Yes. That's how we would have handled it. Hopefully.
Just a little communication. Maybe you can smooth that over by explaining that in hindsight. And then maybe they'll be like, oh, okay.
All right. Am I a jerk? Yes.
Kind of. We say that with love.
Well, I mean, that's what we landed on, isn't it?
We say that with love.
That's what we landed on, isn't it?
Like, we get it. We got why you did what you did.
Right, right. Okay. All right. Maybe. Thanks, Kelly. Right.